Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Handle a breakup or the loss of something big in your life? Do you man up and act like nothing's wrong, go numb, or collapse into a pitiful pity party? And how can you keep this loss from festering and infecting your future relationships? This week, we're talking about breakups and loss. Listen in as Ravain Bacall and I lay out some options to help you get through the tough times and come out a stronger man. Welcome to The New Man. Today, I've got Ravain Bacall. He's a psychotherapist and relationship coach. Ravain, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about breakups. We're going to talk about heartache. We're going to talk about what so many guys are either avoiding, like either where they're like, I don't want to go through that, so I'm going to stay with this girl, or she dumped me and now I'm in this place. And it's awful. I remember that I went through a breakup one time. I lost 30 pounds.
Like, you probably look great.
People like, wow, you look so fantastic. What's your secret, you know? But it killed me. And I felt so alone. I felt like I was the only guy on the planet going through this shit. I felt like a leper. I just felt like disgusting. Like, no one's ever going to want to date me again. I had all these stories and it was bullshit and really didn't have a lot of guidance to help me out through that. I don't know. Do you have a personal story? You got anything to share?
Well, I just want to first acknowledge, like, that just so resonates with me and with how most guys go through it. It's just totally alone. Like, they just feel like they have to keep it to themselves and they're ashamed and they're just hurting and they can't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah.
And that just makes everything worse.
And I remember having, you know, buddies be like, I just get these weird, you know, hey, you know what you need to do? You just need to go out and bang another chick, you know, and just get right back on the horse again. And I was like, well, that didn't work. And then other people would be like, you know what? You just need to be alone for a while. You need to explore yourself. And I was like, all right. And I don't know. Today I thought we would kind of net out, what can a guy do consciously to go through a breakup? Because it seems like a breakup can infect all the future relationships if he doesn't get this one handled. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only infect future relationships, but infect just your life as it's going right now. It can mess up how you're being at work and mess up your whole social life and just how you're functioning, your health. You know, we know that from science, from medical study and stuff, that stress is a leading cause of disease and lowers the immune system. And so we're in that kind of breakup state where you often get sick. And so there are ways to work around that and to do things differently. So that's what we can talk about now.
Okay, cool. And, you know, let's just kind of get this guy's world. He's going through a breakup. He's confused. He's probably kind of going through it alone. Like, he's stuffing it, or he's not talking about it a whole lot. And he doesn't want to come across as a quote unquote whiny bitch. Or I remember
you know, just sobbing a lot. I was going through some grief and it just hurt like hell and was really confused that I even felt these things. Like, why am I feeling this stuff? So
yeah, I totally relate with feeling just like confused when I get dumped or something. I just feel like kind of in a trauma state. I'm like, my guts are all wrenched out and I feel depressed and I don't know what's going on. I don't know which way is up. Everything kind of looks bad and gray and like it's not going to be okay. And I don't know which way is up.
And you say, and you're saying, if we don't get a handle on this, if we don't kind of come to grips with this, if we continue to kind of stuff it down, it's going to infect every area. So.
Big time. And so what most people are concerned about especially is just how is it going to infect and affect their future relationships. And if we don't deal with the pain that's happening, then we keep our heart more closed. And women pick up on that immediately.
Right.
And they're looking for a guy who's got an open heart, who's receptive, open, can feel things, is not a robot. And when they see that our heart's all closed down because we're still like holding on to and haven't processed the pain from the past breakups, they're just like, not into it.
Yeah.
Or we can kind of pretend that we're sort of open at the beginning. And then when we get into relationship dynamics and we're like, oh, shit, I'm setting myself up to get hurt again. And then just like close down. The woman's like, why is your heart so closed down? Just open up and like, you're not feeling what's going on. And yeah. He's like, I don't know. I'm doing the best I can here.
Yeah.
And things don't go well.
And some guys, you know, and I think I actually went into this territory of like projecting like, well, that I got hurt in a relationship. So I'm going to protect myself as I go further. And I remember being prickly, you know, kind of defensive. That's a tough place to enter into a relationship of like having my guns drawn. Like it felt like a push pull to me. And I got accused of doing that a lot where I wanted someone to get close, but at the same time I was pushing them away. They'd get close and I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be vulnerable to you.
Right. It's too scary. It's like you got an open wound and somebody's coming close and they're going to touch on that. And it's like, get the fuck away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And women's biggest complaint, it seems like, when they're talking to their women or to other men, it's like men won't commit. Men can't commit. They're scared of commitment. And that's like one of the biggest issues out there that women have with men. It's really hard to find a man who can commit because men don't know how, most men don't know how to process their pain and move through it so they can just let it go, metabolize it, and be open and ready to fully engage a relationship.
All right. And I like that, you know, we've been getting this more and more, that guys will come up to an edge. It sucks. It feels like shit. So they stay there. They don't go any further. And in reality, there's things that a guy can do where he can go through something and he can go through it consciously. And on the other side, there's other things possible. So
absolutely,
that's basically the whole premise for the show, is to just like show you that there's something else on the other side and a reason to actually do this work and to do it consciously. So, well, what's actually happening with a guy when he's going through a breakup, the confusion, the body stuff? Walk us through a guy in a breakup. What's he doing?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that happens for most people is they're kind of in shock.
Uh-huh.
It's like they're so attached to this woman. They're just so like, feel like, okay, I've got something here and I love her and I want it to continue on like this. But for whatever reason, relationships end. Maybe you end it, maybe she ends it. And then there's a state of shock. It's like, I can't fucking believe this is happening. I don't want this to be happening. Like, no, there's just kind of rejection of that reality.
I'm feeling something and I don't want to feel this, right?
Yeah, I'm both experiencing a reality I don't want to experience, which is she just dumped me, and I'm feeling something that I definitely don't want to be feeling. And I don't even know what it is.
Right.
You know, I'm just like, I'm all messed up. So that's the first thing, is just like shock and just maybe confusion. And then kind of, well, what did I do? You know, what the hell? Like
kind of
just,
blame.
Yeah. Like blame, either blame her or blame myself. Might go to, oh, she's just a bitch and I can't believe it. You know, that doesn't get me anywhere. Or just like blame myself. Like feel, I may not have these words, but it might feel to me like, God, I'm just inadequate. Like I'm a loser. I'm not good enough for her. I'm too messed up, or I'm too shut down, or I'm not good looking enough, or whatever. So then
sounds like there's two sides of it where it can be all about her and what she did and did not do.
Yeah.
And then the other side is like, I did everything. I'm the guy that screwed it up. And it seems like you can get lost. You get in the weeds on both sides of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I get into the stuff about like, oh, I'm just a loser and I'm not good enough and all that, then we can just feel like even more sunk and collapsed and depressed. And just like, I'm not good enough for, you know, a woman in the future to want me again. And there's never going to be somebody as good as this person. And we can just go into a pretty dark shutdown place.
Yeah. Help me understand, like, why does that happen? Like, the relationship's gone, and now suddenly I see her in this light, like, she was the greatest thing. Yeah, you know, I didn't feel that way when we were together, right. But now I put her on a pedestal. It's like I can't remember what a pain in the ass she could be, or that, you know, I definitely didn't want to escalate the relationship. Why was I doing that?
I get that so much. The guy idealizes the woman after he's lost her.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things going on here. One is that that old cliche of you appreciate what you had once you lost it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's
don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's right? The words. Yeah. Don't know what you got till it's gone. And there's a lot of that happens. And then we can appreciate, oh, actually, she was awesome. And some of that is true, you know, and some of it is just like clinging on to the past. And I'm just going to forget about the things that actually weren't good because I'm just so attached to that. And that it seems like having that relationship was a source of my happiness. So I'll just forget about this crap that was actually not really that good about it and just idealize it because it seems like if I just have that, then I'll be happy and okay again.
And it's also like I'm in such a shitty place now. That was better. Like being being in relationship with her and being in that crap that we were in is actually better than where I am now.
Yeah, pretty much anything would be better than where you are at that point.
Okay. All right. And so what else? Like the stress, like how does the stress actually affect our body? You know, it seems like we take a day off of work because we were feeling shitty. But yet we'll go into work with this malaise, like this huge fog from a breakup. Help me understand this fog that our body is actually experiencing.
Yeah. Well, what happens there's when we are feeling something that we don't want to feel, like, of course I don't want to feel like I just got my guts ripped out of my body. Like nobody wants to feel that. I feel inadequate and worthless and sad and angry and depressed and stuff. And people don't really want to be feeling that stuff. It's not really that fun, but actually, as mature adults, we need to feel all that and go through it and let it wash through so we can be okay. But when we're not willing to feel what we're feeling, when we're resisting what's actually happening, then we feel a lot of anxiety and tension in our body. Our body has to hold whatever we're not willing to consciously experience and go through.
Okay.
Then, you know, that's the concept of stuffing it. Where does it get stuffed? It gets stuffed in your body. Your guts are just holding on to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like that.
That's why I like couldn't eat, right? Like I was just like
feeling nauseous and sick. Like you want to just throw up. And
a lot of guys don't make the connection between their emotional lives and their body. But in reality, like we can feel butterflies when we're getting ready to do something exciting. And when we go through something devastating, it's going to affect our body too. So
that's completely correct. There's the body and mind are intimately connected. And what's going on in your mental, emotional world shows up and takes form in your body. That's always how it is. So a lot of people also experience fatigue because they're like just processing or just dealing and stuffing so much that it just takes a lot of energy to do that. And insomnia, because they're just up in their head, just like, God, if I only would have done this, and well, maybe she'll want me again if I just do, you know, trying to kind of like work it out in their head and stuff.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah. And that keeps people awake, and there's a lot of sleep issues. And also just when I'm so obsessed and preoccupied with this whole dynamic, then I'm not really present. I can't be fully present for my job, for my family, for my friends, for whatever I'm doing. And people will just, things won't go as well. And interactions with other people won't go as well because nobody wants to talk to somebody who's not present, let alone sleep with somebody who's not present or even hang out. So,
and it seems like we don't give ourselves the space either. Like, I'm going through something big. I should be able to still do my job. I should be able to still handle these other responsibilities I have in my life. And I remember being frustrated, like that was impacting, you know, my feelings were actually impacting my ability to show up in the world and go to work and all that kind of stuff. And it seemed to like just pour gas on the fire of this, like being pissed off that I felt this way and was actually experiencing it.
Yeah. People, we get pissed off at our emotions. And then we have the initial emotion and then the pissed off at the initial emotion. And then we function even worse. And so of course it's going to affect how we function at work if I'm completely devastated.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how could it not?
And so, just trying to like, and you're saying, and not really being with it. And we're going to go into like how to be with it in a minute, but like actually makes it worse when I'm like getting frustrated at it. I'm just kind of like stirring it up and making it even shittier.
Yeah. And what we resist persists. So we got energy moving through our body, all kinds of emotional energy when we're in a breakup situation. And if I don't want to feel that and I'm like a no to that, then it's going to just hang out there and be stuck, just all bottled up in my system, making me feel worse.
I'm fine. I'm not feeling anything. I'm exactly. Cool. Like the tough guys that are like, yeah, I'm going to just go fuck another chick and blah, blah, blah. And they're just wrapped inside. It's making it worse, you're saying.
Exactly. And we think in this popular culture, we think that's being masculine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, well, that doesn't fucking touch me. I'm cool with that. I don't care about that bitch, you know. But bullshit. Actually, that's a sign of weakness because I'm not willing to feel what I'm feeling because I'm scared of it. So I'm actually, that shows a sign of weakness. If I'm willing to say, wow, I'm feeling really hurting inside. I'm fucked up inside. I got a lot of pain. That, I respect that man because I see he's strong enough and man enough to face what's happening for him and acknowledge it rather than running away.
Dude, that is huge because there's so many cues. We got them from dad, granddad, from
Hollywood.
culture. Hollywood. Of this is what's tough. This is what the tough guy does. He stuffs it. He's stoic. And I remember going through this process and going through this work and like getting the opposite message. Like, actually, it takes balls to go in to this part of yourself that is scary as hell, that is confusing, that hurts. That's where the real man can walk in.
Big balls. And you know what? Women get it. Women respect men who have the balls to be authentic about what's going on with them.
Cool.
You're not going to be with the kind of woman that you could be with if you're not willing to be authentic about what's going on.
So whatever you resist is... whatever you resist persists. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of that, like, it's not manly to act like this shit isn't bothering you and to stuff it.
Cause like
it
you're just, impervious to any kind of pain or anything. And yeah, like you're the Terminator. No, that might for some women look appealing on the outside. Like, oh, I want a strong, tough guy, man like that. But then once you're in relationship with him for a while, they'd be like, I can't even, this guy's a robot.
Oh, like, and she's going to throw grenades at you every day. Like trying to get, like if there's a dam there and there's a, it's going to burst, that makes her uncomfortable. And I know this from firsthand experience, but this is where like, they're going to just test you. Like, when is he finally going to let down this guard? Like, when is he going to finally just let this crap go and quit holding up this facade?
Absolutely. And what I found with my wife is if I'm just kind of tensing up and shutting down and like not sharing what's really going on, she doesn't respect me and she's going to keep provoking me and attacking me until I show her what's really going on. And when I just, you know, show her my full anger that's there, let's say, then she's like, oh, okay, now I got you. I feel you.
You're pissed.
Yeah.
Quit acting like you're not pissed.
She way rather feel my anger, my pissed off, than feel me shutting down and saying that nothing's going on when something's going on. Because then she can't trust me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we don't know what's behind that curtain or what might come out.
Women hate that.
Women hate it. I hate it. I don't like being around guys that I can't trust. And there's something else kind of, it's like they're holding a gun behind them or something. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, there's just this kind of off feeling like there's something going on here that's not being acknowledged and I don't trust it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So, well, the other side of it is like, what happens to the guy that's just groveling and he's collapsed? Like, he's lost in his emotions.
Yeah, the way you're asking it is perfect because the first way is posturing, like I'm fine, I'm tough, no problem, fuck that bitch kind of thing. And then the second way is the opposite, which is collapse. And there's a middle ground between that.
But let's describe a collapse. Like, what's a guy doing in his collapse?
The collapse is just like, oh, I'm a piece of crap, and like I'm just poor me, and just let himself go into a depression and just kind of rehearsing in his mind, like how he screwed up over and over. And, just be like in a really narrow, collapsed, contracted headspace.
It's really, you know, in my experience of kind of hanging out with certain guys, like I can be inspired by a guy that's in his grief. Like, wow, he's dealing with this and he's hurting and I feel inspired. I want to help him out. And then there's that guy that's just like, man, he's not there. He's actually not really here. He's so got his head so far up his ass. It's frustrating. There's actually another quality to it. I actually lose. I have my compassion for him, but there's another part of like, hey, I need you to stand up here. There's a part of you that needs to come forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that coming forward, as we talked about earlier, might just be, hey, you know what's going on for me is I'm just feeling crushed.
Yeah.
You know, that would be an authentic coming forward rather than just kind of like a total collapse where it's just like, yeah, no, I'm fine, whatever.
Poor me.
Or like, man, she really, you know, destroyed me and I don't know what to do. It's like there's a middle ground to come to.
Yeah. I think that part of just like, you know what? I still am who I am. I still am going to have a life. I don't know how. And in this moment, I'm devastated. I'm crushed. And there's just something about being kind of forward in that place. And that's hard, man. That's really hard.
Yeah, it can be hard to get to because when we feel like there isn't any forward to get to, like my life is over is what it feels like for a lot of guys. And like, I'm never going to have a woman again. I'm going to be miserable and alone and lonely and abandoned for the rest of my life is what it can feel like, even though that's not really very rational, but it sure feels like that sometimes.
I've been rejected. I'm, you know, damaged goods, all that stuff.
Totally.
And a guy can get lost in that.
Yeah.
He can get lost in those beliefs and he's in the woods.
Yeah. And when we talk about being authentic and feeling into what you're actually feeling, we're not talking about getting lost in that. That's like somebody just dwelling on and dwelling in like their pain rather than just feeling it and letting it wash through.
Yeah.
Those are really different things.
Let's talk about that, the washing through, because there's a thing where you can identify it, like, I am this, I am that, I'm totally lost in that. And then recognizing like, wow, I'm experiencing this now. I'm letting this move through because emotions are fluid in that sense. And we can either identify them and they can become concrete and they can become the reality, or we can start to just recognize that this is what's present right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the healthy way to deal with feeling rejected and abandoned and devastated by a breakup or by any other emotional turmoil, is to just start with noticing what you're feeling. Because there's something happening in your body. Emotions are energy moving through your body.
So quit fighting it. Actually go into your body. And what are you feeling?
Like, and when you say go into your body, it means just like, just notice what's happening. What sensations are happening in my body? Oh, like my stomach is all just tense and my shoulders are just all collapsed and my posture's all collapsed. And I just feel like an emptiness in my belly and my chest is all tight and contracted. And then just be like, what feeling is that? What am I feeling right now? Oh, I'm sad. God, I'm depressed. You know, just awareness and acknowledgement is a huge part of the healing process.
Something about just shining light on what is will have it transform. And that was a huge lesson for me. It was just like, if I actually acknowledge what is and bring light to it, it'll have it move. It loosens up.
And I encourage you guys listening to just try this on right now. You know, if you've got some pain in your life right now, just acknowledge what it is to yourself. Like, oh, I'm sad, or
I'm confused,
or I feel inadequate, and breathe and just notice what happens in your body. Chances are you're probably going to feel more relaxed, more at peace with what you're feeling. And it just starts to gradually dissolve.
Okay. And so this is that first step, no longer resisting what it is, but going into it.
Okay. Right. Drop the resistance. Resistance is, you can feel resistance in your body when you're feeling something, like you're feeling inadequate or worthless or sad or ashamed or whatever, and you don't want to be feeling it. You're trying to push it away. You can feel that in your body as tension. And conversely, when you just say, okay, what am I feeling right now? I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling fucked up. And just breathe and let it be like that. Let yourself feel what you're feeling. Let it be true that you feel sad. You'll probably notice that you relax, feel more of a sense of peace, and you can function better.
So, you know, he's getting into his body, but there, let's give him a little bit more, you know, step by step. So let's talk about that. What can he do there?
Okay. I want to put it in three simple steps. The first step is awareness. What am I feeling? So okay. Just identifying what's the emotion that's there. And the best place to find that information is in sensation in your body. It will tell you what you're feeling.
So just noticing, like, if you're tight, your muscles are tight, or you're achy, or your throat. Like, I remember it's like, oh, my throat feels all closed down.
Yeah, you might notice, wow, I'm feeling really sad. Or if you're boiling up inside and your fists are all clenching, and maybe I'm feeling angry. Mm. Or whatever, the body gives you cues about what you're actually feeling. So just identify what you're feeling. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling sad. That's the first step. Very simple.
Okay.
And then the second step is to just see, ask yourself, does it kill me right now to feel this? Because that's kind of the unconscious belief or feeling is like those emotions are not okay to feel. So
I'm going to run away.
I'm going to run away from them. And so that's why we do the second step is just sit there, ask yourself, is it killing me right now in this moment to feel sad? I need to find out. Because if it's not, then why resist it? If it is killing me, then okay, I'll keep staying away from it.
And this is the part that takes balls, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, is this really killing me?
Exactly.
It feels like shit, yeah. But is it killing me?
And the way we find out the answer that we can trust is by checking in our body again. Mm-hmm. So I'll just sit here and say, okay, I feel sad. Does it kill me in this moment to feel sad? And I'll just take a breath and just check, look in my body at the sensations, see what's happening. Am I surviving from this moment to the next moment? And I'll find, okay, this sucks, but no, it doesn't kill me in this moment to feel sad.
There's a difference between what sucks and what you don't want to feel and whether or not it's actually killing you and tearing you apart.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the third step is just, if it doesn't kill me, then I'm going to stop resisting my reality because I know that resisting my reality messes me up. So third step is, all right, I give myself permission to feel as sad as I feel right now.
Mm.
All right, I feel sad. Okay.
Okay. And how can he, you know, because the guy might be afraid. I remember being afraid. If I actually allow myself to feel this, I might get lost in it. I might go down this slippery slope and never come out. Like, it's irrational, but in that place of like, I'm just fighting it and fighting it. So what can he do to keep it from getting lost in it and collapse right there?
Yeah, that's one of people's biggest concerns is that this is going to swallow me up. And just find out using this method or something like this, find out if it's swallowing you after you just try it on.
Mm-hmm.
After you just let yourself feel what you're feeling. See if it starts to swallow you.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident that it won't.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And so what else can a guy do? Those are great. Those are three great steps. What else can he do?
So those steps are not just like a one-time shot. It's a way of relating to your pain whenever it's there. And by the way, the grieving process when you lose a relationship, whether it's a parent, a friend, or your woman, is it takes time. It takes time for that to just move through you. And there's various stages. There's denial and anger and grief and various things like that.
We kind of make fun of those things, right? Because they're kind of like played out in our culture. But it's true. And I think I remember being in some of those places and be like, how long is this going to... If you tell me it's going to take me 2 weeks, great. If 3 months, whatever. Like, I need to know because it doesn't feel like it's ever going to end. Is there some kind of rule of thumb, like how long a breakup or a heartache is going to take?
There doesn't seem to be a really consistent, trustworthy rule. Like some people are over things in 3 weeks and other people, it's a year. I've seen people 2 years. It really depends on you and just how attached you are and how willing you are to do the work that we're talking about today. So I would say give yourself time and space to let it move through.
I think that's the key is like whatever you're resisting, that's just, it's going to take longer. Mm-hmm. You're being the boat anchor there. Whatever's wanting to move through you, you're fighting it. So it's going to take longer.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So what else?
And what else we can do is just take care of ourselves the whole way through. And what does that mean? And again, guys have a hard time sometimes taking care of themselves.
Just like a big gallon of ice cream in front of the TV or what are we talking about here?
Well, that could be okay sometimes, but you know, spend time in nature, exercise, eat good food, and actually eating sweet and rich comfort food can actually be a good thing.
Okay.
It gives us a kind of a soothing feeling and sometimes that's just fine. Getting with friends, talking about what's going on with people who care about us, somebody who's going to kind of empathize and not just be like, dude, get over it.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Because they're probably, what's going on for them is they're not comfortable.
Exactly.
With what's going on. So they want to change it. They want to change you.
Exactly.
Find people that actually have the space for you to be where you are right now and not trying to fix you, right?
That's why a lot of men go to women when they want support and comfort and connection, is because a lot of guys that they're around don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and ideally you'll find guys and create friendships with guys who can be like that with you, can hold space, just be open for what's happening with you and not try to make it go away or fix it away.
This requires you to accept that you're going through a hard time. Hey, I'm going to cut myself some slack here. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to take off work early and go take care of myself in this way. You have to acknowledge that your body needs this, that it's key to helping you move forward. And if we're resisting it, if we're like, hey, I don't need this stuff, I'll just keep working or I'll keep doing whatever, you're not giving your body what it needs in that time.
Yeah, and it's going to take you a lot longer to actually get through this.
So give yourself space, give yourself good food, take care of your body, because your body's going through this. It's taking it on too. So
yeah, take a sick day from work, take some time off, get with people you care about, exercise, be in nature, eat good food, take a warm bath, you know, do things that, you know, get a massage.
I didn't hear get a prostitute in there, fly to Thailand and get crazy with some chicks there. Like, what?
That's just, that might be fun. I mean, it doesn't sound too bad, but it's, but it's just a distraction away from what's actually happening.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a number of distractions that guys do. And you mentioned some of them at the beginning, but like just go get drunk and forget about her, or just diss her so you feel better about yourself, or just be with somebody else right away, or trying to get into another relationship, or just some one night stands. So kind of prop your ego up and feel like, oh, I'm good, I'm okay, I'm all right. Actually, that's just avoiding and denying and blocking over the pain that's happening. And if you don't deal with that pain, if you don't go through that pain, it's going to mess you up.
Yeah.
As the other saying says, the only way out is through.
Yeah. How do we know that we've gone through the pain? Because, you know, like I said, maybe we go through the breakup and it only took a few weeks and I actually started feeling better again. Can I trust myself to maybe start to wade into the waters of seeing other women or that kind of thing? How do I know when I've actually done my work? Is there a way
That's a great question, Tripp. I would say just keep checking in with your body. Because if you find that there's a whole lot of tension and you don't even know what you're feeling and your guts, you know, that you feel kind of numb in your belly and your chest, and you think, oh, I'm feeling good now. Well, no, that's probably not what's happening. You're probably just numbing out to the pain. But if you're checking in and you find like, oh yeah, I feel like pretty relaxed and I'm not just getting wasted every night to avoid something, and you feel a sense of acceptance about the pain that you're in or that you've had, then you might actually be moving through to the other side. And that could happen in 2 weeks.
It's kind of like if I injured my knee and I was going to go out and play ball with some guys, I'd probably let them know, hey, I got a bum knee, so stick me over here, you know, like, yeah, take care of myself.
Right. So we don't have to avoid being back in the dating scene after some weeks or something like that. But you're talking about, and I think it's really right, just being upfront and real, being authentic with women in the dating scene or with their friends, and be like, you know, hey, maybe the friends are like, let's go party and get, you know, maybe like, you know, I'm just kind of feeling a little tender, just like not quite up for it. I'm still working through the breakup stuff, so I need a little space. You know, just let people know where we're at. It actually helps, and where they can get where we're at and relate to us there. And you know, a lot of women might be in the same place as we are, and they'll probably, that may be a point of connection, and you can just kind of chill like that.
Yeah, because the other version is that we can bullshit and be like, I'm fun, I'm strong, I'm everything, and she's gonna like, something's not right with this guy, like, yeah, I'm sensing something else.
Yeah. And often what would happen is, you know, you go home with her and you go to bed with her and you kind of get what you wanted that way, but then she's like all into it and like, yeah, let's grow this relationship. And you're like, well, actually I realize I'm not ready. You know, how many times have women heard that?
Like, yeah,
a lot, too many. And
great story in my head. Go ahead.
Then you just ruin opportunities and make more messes rather than just starting out, just being real with what's happening. Like, hey, you know, just had a breakup. I'm just feeling kind of vulnerable and not ready to get into anything deep here.
Well, you know, for some guys, I always looked at getting a heart getting my ass kicked in a relationship, as you know, like a sports injury. It took me out. Like it screwed up my knee. Let's say it's like a knee injury. And if it was so severe, after a while, I knew it was time to go see a specialist. It was time to go see a doctor. And so for a guy that's dealing with something at this level and it's bringing up all kinds of stuff, when would he go seek professional help? What would have him go see a therapist or someone like that?
Yeah, great question. Well, just like with the sports injury, if your injury is getting in the way of your functioning, of your performance and having a good time on the court, then that's a good time to see somebody about it. And same way with your emotions after breakup or any other emotional turmoil. If your functioning just is down and it's not improving very quickly, that's could be a good time to get some help, get some coaching, get some therapy to help you move through. Because a lot of people, we're not trained how to move through our pain. So there are people who are trained, like therapists, to help you, just like a sports coach would, just move through so you can have your life back.
Yeah, I think that's key. Is like you can sit here and kind of get stuck in this place for months and months and possibly even years. Some guys get really, really stuck in this place. And it's like, get your life back. Go find somebody that can actually help you. But don't act like you're the only guy that's ever dealt with this stuff. So if you're still in that place and you don't really feel like you're getting any better, you're not making any traction, go find somebody. Call Ravain. Call one of these wonderful coaches or therapists that you've heard about on The New Man to get some help with this.
Absolutely. That's really important. And again, it's the guy who's not willing to go to therapy when he's really hurting and needing it. Because he thinks it would be a sign of weakness to do that. It's actually the opposite. It's actually a sign of strength to acknowledge, you know what, I need to face this and I need some support facing this.
Absolutely.
That's a sign of strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, man, if you would do this for a sports injury, if you would do this for some kind of ailment you had physically, why not do it for the part of you that makes the decisions in your life that yeah. is responsible for you having the life that you really want to have? So help yourself out in that way. Let's say our guy is in a breakup and he's really groveling. He's having a hard time. What's possible for him? Like to actually, we're telling him to go into his pain. We're telling him to go into that place that he's struggling. He does not want to go into this deep, dark
hole.
The last thing he wants to do. So what's on the other side? What's possible in his life after he does this?
Well, first, just there's the benefits of engaging with the emotions and going into those dark places. The benefits are that you feel more relaxed. And all that tension and anxiety that's caused from like repressing and stuffing all your feelings and avoiding the intense feelings, all that can start melting when we just address and acknowledge what's going on. So you actually feel better pretty quickly, maybe not 100% better right away, but you notice there's relief just in going into it.
Because there's so much stuff, there's so much anxiety and so much junk that we're into. Feeling just from anticipating going into it, like that's a fire over there. I can feel the heat from here. There's no way I'm going to stick my hand in it. And a lot of that energy is just trapped because you don't want to feel the fire.
Right. Exactly. Resistance creates a lot of tension and it takes a lot of energy out of us to be resisting what's actually already happening. Those emotions, whether you are willing to feel them directly or not, they're already happening in your being.
Okay.
The emotional energy is already there. And it's just a question of, are you willing to bring your awareness to what is already happening in your being?
Okay. And what else is available to him? What else is available for that guy?
What else is available is that it builds a sense of confidence and warriorship and trust in ourselves and self-esteem, that there's this really scary feeling stuff and dark, shadowy pain stuff, and I'm scared of it, and I'm going to actually contact it and engage with it. And when I do that, I'm like, whoa, I survived that. Like, I can do this.
That's where courage is born.
Yeah, exactly. That's courage, and it's a sense of warriorship on the spiritual, emotional level.
I was just thinking about how in Hollywood, so many stories are based around, we watch the hero fall. We watch him go through something that we don't want to go through, but he comes out of it and he comes out the other side and he's got a resilience about him. He's got like some,
exactly. It
like
makes us shimmer. More resilient to have to go in there and be able to handle it and come out the other side. We feel stronger, more resilient, more capable, more self-esteem. And then I know, you know what, if I get dumped again, I can handle it because I just went through it like a rock star and like I can do this. I can live through it. There's certain gifts that come out and benefits that come out of engaging with particular emotions. For example, if I let myself feel the full extent of how sad I feel when I after a breakup, and just feel like my heart's kind of broken and feel the utter devastation that it feels like, that actually opens me to my depths, where I become a deeper person.
Uh-huh.
And I become a more compassionate person. Because if I'm willing to be with my own pain, I can actually have space for and be hang out with other people's pain. And even in the realm of dating and relationships, women sense that. They want to be with a man who has space for them and for all of their wild emotional ride and all of their pain and all of their wounds and all of their feelings. And if I can't do that with myself, I'm not going to be able to authentically do it with somebody else.
I love that, because this is like, well, he's kind of shallow or she's kind of shallow and that guy's deep. And it's not really what the guy knows, like how much he's read.
Not at all.
It's actually been his life experience. Has he gone through a fire? Has he gone through an ordeal and come out the other side and grown from it? And now he has this new capacity because he got stretched.
That's really well said. That's how it's such a gift on the other side to just go through these emotions. And another example is anger. When I'm able to go through my anger and be with it and let it work on me, the energy of anger, when it's not attached to some story of how I've been victimized and I have to go get that person, when I'm just feeling the raw energy that is the anger, that's energy for change, revolution in my life, cutting through what doesn't work anymore and what's old and outmoded, cutting through what's not true, just some bullshit that I've been living in my life. And it's like, damn it, it's time for a change. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to live like this anymore. And that is so powerful. We have these old outmoded ways of being that need to die and be cut through and let go of. And anger helps us do that, actually.
You know, I can look back on big areas of my life when I was going through big change, where there was a way of being. I was getting more in touch with my purpose. I was getting more in touch with what really mattered to me. And I was just like jettisoning these stages like a rocket. Like, this just doesn't serve me anymore. And there was always a breakup. There was always a relationship that I was in around that time. And through this lens, I'm able to see that going through the emotional shit that the breakup actually brought up allowed me to get rid of so much stuff and to get more clear about what it is that I really wanted and really cared about. So for those guys out there that I get those emails from about, I want to find my purpose, I want to get more aligned with this stuff. If you're going through a breakup, like, this is serving that. This is allowing you to create more depth and more capacity for you to take that on in your life. It's a gift. Look through the lens that it can. It's possible. It's totally possible. Okay. And it feels like shit. But this situation you're going through is a gift, and it will serve you if you do the things that we're talking about here today.
That's right. And when we go through a big breakup, it just rocks our whole world. And like you said, it helps us clarify and reorganize our life, set our priorities. What's actually important to me? What do I give a shit about? And helps us just go for that. I can't tell you how many guys come to me for therapy, and that's exactly what's going on in their life. Like, they just got dumped, relationship just ended somehow. And so they're just reorganizing their whole life and getting their shit together in a new way that's never happened to them before. And then on the backside of it, you know, a month or two or six later, they can look back and say, wow, that was so important that breakup happened, because I never would have done this. I never would have gone for what I actually give a shit about. I never would have found my purpose.
You were comfortable. You would have stayed right in your little
comfortable and just hanging out, watching movies and having sex with my girlfriend every night and feeling just cozy and comfortable and out of touch with my purpose. And now I got in touch with all that, and I'm moving forward, and I'm much more fulfilled.
So let's clarify the big takeaways from this talk. Number one, there is no rule of thumb for the time it takes to recover from a loss. However, resisting your experience will only prolong it. Remember, the best way out of this mess is through it, and that means acknowledging whatever you're already feeling. So sack up and be honest with yourself about what's showing up. Sadness, anger, confusion, exhaustion, weakness, whatever it may be, let it be. Use this simple step-by-step process to experience your emotions as if it's a storm passing through your body. First off, ask yourself, what am I feeling? Notice the sensations in your body. What is tight? What's tingly? Then ask, does it kill me to actually feel this right now? Sure, it may feel really bad. Stay with it. If you decide that it isn't going to end your life to feel this right now, give yourself permission to fully feel it and watch the experience change from moment to moment. Notice how the intensity varies. Watch yourself experience this ride. Number two, most guys want to numb out, distract themselves, or stuff the pain. One way of doing this is getting caught in the blame game or a cycle of shoulda, woulda, coulda, as in, I should have done this, I should have said that, I could have been better. You get the point. Come back to this moment and actually feel the sensations in your body. This will help the energy move, whereas doing mental gymnastics about the past or future will just clog you up even more. Number three. Be aware of your body. Stress takes a huge toll, so help yourself out. Even if you're feeling like crap, drink lots of water, eat healthy, and get some basic exercise every day. Again, this will help you move this emotional energy out of your system. Number four, most of us will either posture or collapse in the face of something we don't want to acknowledge. Posturing is acting as if things don't bother or impact you. There are tons of examples in the media about how to be the tough guy. Posturing is actually a sign of weakness, and it means you're full of crap. On the other end is collapsing. This is when a guy gets consumed or lost in his emotions and his story. He's the guy who's wallowing inside his own experience. Again, not the ideal way to go. The middle path is to stay present and connected with yourself. It's staying true and open to what is happening for you without losing you. If you're sad and you want to cry, it's having the guts to allow yourself to cry. If you're angry and you want to yell, it's having the guts to move that energy too. Trust that you can actually be with these feelings, that they won't literally kill you, and you'll move through this experience by allowing them to be expressed consciously. Number five. Going through tough times builds character, confidence, and depth. Experiencing a breakup or loss will stretch your capacity to be with discomfort and give you a different perspective on life's challenges. By expanding yourself, you'll be able to experience and enjoy life more fully. One day, it's possible that you'll see this experience as a gift. Number six, this wasn't discussed in the interview, but it's essential to acknowledge how you're prolonging the suffering by continually contacting your former partner, hooking up, or constantly talking about the breakup. It's very easy to find excuses to get together, but be honest here. Are you avoiding the inevitable? Are you hanging on just so you don't have to feel the pain of the breakup? What excuses are you using to stay in the relationship? Have compassion and use a sword to cut it off. Taking your time and going bit by bit is like using a pocket knife to end the relationship. It may seem like the easier route, but it creates much more suffering over time. Number seven, be smart. If you had a physical injury that you just couldn't heal yourself, you'd get help, right? So notice if you just can't seem to get out of this hole. It's perfectly normal to get help in these tough times so you can make the most of this experience. I've done it, and I admire those who will reach out too. It takes guts. If you're not sure where to turn, contact me through my website for some resources, and you can also talk with Ravain. So let's say a guy wants to work with you, Ravain. How can he contact you?
Yeah, I offer counseling over the phone and in person, and I can help you move through these stuck places. And you can just call me at 720-530-4859. My website will be up shortly.
Excellent. Ravain, thanks so much for coming back onto The New Man and sharing. This was some good stuff. I wish I had had this years ago when I was getting my ass reamed.
Me too. And you're welcome. I'm really happy to be here.
Be sure to become a fan of The New Man on Facebook. And as always, thank you for listening.